ever had a dream where you leave your body and float up to the ceiling?
Freud called it Zeppelinism.
He did?
He said, "These dreams are dangerous. If you light a match, you will explode."
Freud didn't say that.
They call it OBEs, an out-of-body experience.
Is that like astral travel?
Not the same, but close enough.
In my dream, I was lying on my bed, and I saw myself looking down at myself.
So you were looking down at your body?
I was floating in the air.
Were you frightened?
I thought I had died. In my dream,
I really was dead.
You had died in your dream?
It was like, oh, I guess that's it. But then I realized not to have a body. That felt good.
You were free of all your aches and pains.
Look at all your body goes through just to keep you alive, and what you have to go through to keep your body alive. But when I didn't have a body, I felt free. Like I dropped a suit of armor.
So you were really dead?
I went to my funeral.
How was it?
Boring. I mean, I felt I should attend. It was nice to see I had a few friends.
Were there any other spirits floating around?
There were a few. But I wanted to fly.
Ah, you were a free spirit.
That's what it felt like. Dying wasn't bad. I mean, being dead was kind of a relief.
You know, Mojo once told me, in Bali, sending off the dead was a big celebration, like the 4th of July.
But don't they cremate?
Yeah, and everybody's whooping it up, and the deceased are burnt to an ash.
What do they do with the ashes?
Oh, there's a big procession. They take the ashes down to the sea.
Here we all weep and wail over our dead. But there they celebrate.
They see the body as temporary shell. And they believe in reincarnation, so...
It means I'll be back.
That's what they believe.
Back again. And again and again.
Oh, but it won't be you. It'll be somebody else.
Next time I die, I'll try to fly to Bali.
And say hi to Mojo.
Do you think he's in Bali?
I think he's everywhere.
But you were telling me about your dream.
I just sort of floated off. And then I woke up. Now I'm glad I still have a body.
Well, that's nice to have.
Well, thank you, Taylor.
It was a pleasure.